America.
This is a great, and the best part of it, it's only $3.99.
Is that right?
You're a fool not to buy one of these.
But you get two.
Currently sold out.
You put one on the front, put one on the...
So they're disposable? They're single use?
No, looks like this is a... I don't know if it's dishwasher safe or anything, but you could definitely...
Use it. It just gets seasoned as you leave rotting wing sauce
like
in
cast
there.
Iron. It's like a good cast iron. That's what it is.
The problem I see with this device, and it's very innovative, but if it's full of chicken wings, once you eat the first five on top, you got to reach your hand into a bag full of chicken wings.
Yes.
You're going to have a dirty arm.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like for the convenience, though, that's probably worth the dirty arm, is it not?
Oh, yes. I mean, for sure.
Well, obviously. Or you could, if you're really good, you could wear one on your front and then have one on your back and have a friend walk behind you. And you can, I mean, just crowdsource the whole thing.
Double it up? Sure.
Yeah, if you're at a party where everybody's wearing them, you just kind of walk around and sample.
I mean, at this point, don't they just need, like, the portable toilet, too? Like, put that on the back end just so you literally never have to move?
Yeah, I've seen before in places where you're allowed to have open containers of alcohol, like the Vegas Strip, or I know in New Orleans.
Vegas, you can have open ones as long as it's a glass, I think.
Right, and in the French Quarter,
there are no rules. You
would see these, like, the giant, it's not quite yards of ale, but, like, these huge plastic drinks, drink necklaces that people are wearing with a straw.
It's my favorite Black Keys cover band.
it's just something where you look, and in Vegas, it was like the person drinking out of the bottomless margarita while riding a Rascal scooter.
Yeah,
and I was like, just get me the hell out of here. Thank you, Imhotep. Who's going to, I imagine the great Egyptian is going to be weighing in on,
I think so.
Numerous things.
And who's your guy?
Get used to that. Okay.
You're right.
Next head coach of the Bulls. We do have to decide on a name. Is it going to be Cheops? Is it going to be Tutankhamun? Is it going to?
Let's see
have his name?
Yeah, let me find.
We should
his
get
name.
That right. Okay, this.
No, we definitely need to like crowdsource a name for him.
For
Egyptian Bob.
Egyptian Bob.
Joe, I coach by faith.
Pleasant Hill, South Carolina.